Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, Dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Hello, this is your Pine Ridge reporter, Dick Huddleston. Yesterday, Lum drew up a paper giving him practically all important jobs in the proposed Pine Ridge radio station. And he convinced Abner that he was making quite a sacrifice to take those jobs. In fact, he was so convincing that Abner tore up the paper and hired Lum at $10 a week to give him a better break. And I don't think old Lum's any too happy about it. Well, let's see here now. You said we ought to have programs on this radio station.
Did I?
Just what kind of programs did you have in mind, Lum?
I wouldn't know.
Well, now, you must have had something in mind when you bring it up yesterday. In that paper you drawed up, you was going to be program director, so you must have been figuring on some kind of program.
Well, Abner, you're the owner of this radio station. You oughtn't to be asking me any questions about it.
Well, yeah, I'm the owner, but...
You're just hiring me for $10 a week. You're the one supposed to tell me what to do. I ain't supposed to tell you.
Well, yeah, but... Now, if you got any opinions, why, you just feel free to go ahead and tell them to me.
Any feller that works for $10 a week ain't got no opinions. You just go ahead and do this the way you want to, Abner. It's all yours. You own the machine, you own the radio company. I'm just working here.
Well, Lum, I don't believe you got the right altitudes towards this.
Ain't I?
The only reason I tore up that partnership paper that you wanted me to sign was because I was afraid that you wasn't getting a fair deal. And this way, you're at least getting $10 a week.
Sure.
Now,
I might have overdone that a little bit yesterday.
Good. I'm proud to hear you say it. That's just the way I feel. I want you to get a fair deal. Yes, sir. Now, what programs do you think we ought to have?
I told you I don't know.
Well, now, Lum, you ought to be able to study up something. You're smart.
Am I?
Why, sure.
Much obliged to you.
Lum, I don't know why you're acting this way. Are you mad about something?
No. Everything's fine. Just Jim Dandy.
Good.
Just want to know when I start working, so when you're going to get things into operation.
Well, I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out here.
Well, what do you want me to announce on the radio? What do you want me to do?
Well, I don't know yet, Mom.
Well, you're paying me $10 a week, you know. You want to get your money's worth out of me.
Yeah.
Can't afford to have people on the payroll sitting around doing nothing.
Yeah, well, now, don't rush me now. I got to study this thing out first.
Seems to me like you ought to have that done dead. Big radio station executive like you.
Well, now, don't forget, Lum, I'm new at this. I ain't been in it long. Well, facts is, I just started in it today. Now, Lum, just what do you think would be the best way for us to go... Wait a minute, there comes Grandpap. Maybe he's got some ideas a radio business could use.
The only ideas Grandpap's got about radio is that it ain't here to stay. He thinks the whole thing's just a fly-by-night.
Yeah, he ain't exactly a radio fan. He loves to play that player piano of his all the time. That's what he does. Wonder if that new watchdog he's got's let him in the house yet.
I don't know.
Last time I heard, he was aiming to lawsuit the dog for keeping him and his woman separated. You were supposed to look up the law on that too, Lum. Come in, Grandpap.
Hey, howdy, Abner. Howdy, Lum.
Yeah, howdy, Grandpap.
How you getting along with that old dog, Garfield, over there?
Well, I think we finally studied up a way to take care of that varmint.
Well, good for you. I'm proud to hear it.
I want to get a long piece of rope, Abner.
Rope? Now, just a minute, Grandpap. You can't hang that dog. You ain't even got a judgment against him for allotating of your afflictions or whatever it is you said. Fact says, I don't believe you can lawsuit a dog. Can you, Lum?
Oh, he could lawsuit him all right, but
Well, now, Lum, a dog can't stand up there and hold up his paw and say, I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Well, that's just what I started explaining to you. See, he'd have to lawsuit the dog's owner, too. And the dog's owner does the testifying.
Oh.
And that's Grandpap.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I don't want to sue myself. I know that for sure. I'm liable to lose the case either way, so I better get a hunk of rope.
I'll get it for you, Grandpap. Somebody's got to work in the store around here while the other one's too busy running a big radio station.
Now, Lum, I'll get it for him. How much of a piece of rope did you want, Grandpap?
Oh, I don't know, 25 or 30 feet.
All right.
50 feet or 75, something.
Well, now, how much do you want?
Sort of a long piece, I reckon.
All right, I'll make it 50.
What'd you say, Abner?
I said I'll make
it... Oh, I'd say about 60 feet.
You're sure of that now?
Sure, I'm sure.
All right, then, I'll measure it out for you.
60 or 70. 40'd probably do it.
You're getting 50. Lom, cut him off 50 feet of rope.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, sir.
What do you want a rope for, Grandpap?
Well, we're going to try to smoke the dog out.
With a rope?
No, just wanted the rope to tie him up after we smoke him out.
Grandpap, how can you smoke a dog out of a yard?
Well, we got him trapped in the smokehouse out there in the back.
Oh.
Charity tried to sneak out there into the smokehouse to get some victuals, and Garfield chased her in there, so she slammed the door on him and clumb up out of the window in the roof.
What? Charity, you're warming down there?
Yes, sir. Sir.
Doggone, I'd love to have seen that. Oh. As old as she is, scrambling through that little window.
Oh, she's active for her age, that woman. She's a gore.
She is, huh?
She won the 100-yard dash at the Daughters of the Hiawatha's picnic last summer.
She did?
Won out over a bunch of young women 50 to 55 year old.
Bless her heart.
Oh, you ought to see the muscles in them legs of hern when she gets them all bunched up.
Well...
Yeah, again, she picks up her skirts and starts tearing down the road. Looks like she's got a stocking full of Brussels sprouts. Yeah, I wish Lum would hurry with that rope.
What you in such a rash about?
Well, Charity's waiting down there watching the smoke buckets.
Oh.
See, we lowered some scuttles full of burning rags and green brush and one thing and another and lowered them down through the window.
Well, Grandpap, wouldn't Garfield just come out of the smokehouse if you opened the door?
With all them hams hanging in there? Besides, we got to get him so groggy with smoke he can just barely wobble.
Well, ain't the smoke going to hurt the stuff he got stored in there?
Well, for the land's sakes, Abner, it can't hurt the canned preserves. And it certainly can't hurt the smoked hams none.
No.
They're done smoked anyway.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Well, here's your rope, Grandpap. Yeah, I reckon that'll be all right. Well, I'd better be getting along. You want to pay cash for it or put it on the books, Grandpap? What'd you say, Lum? Well, I'll put it on the books.
Yeah, so long, Grandpap, and good luck to you.
Yeah, so long.
Let us know how you come out. Doggies, that's the one stubbornest dog I ever heard of.
Yeah, he's stubborn, all right.
Oh, most as stubborn as some fellers I know.
Now, just what do you mean by that remark, Abner?
I mean about starting this radio station. I don't seem to get no help from you at all, Lum. And I know you must have some ideas on this.
Well, I have a few.
Well, what are they then?
Well, I'd tell you, but it just seems to me that you'd do away yonder better by getting advice from somebody smarter than a $10 a week man.
Lom, I don't care who I get the advice from, just so's I get it.
But a big executive in your position has got to be careful, Abner. You can't go taking advice from just anybody.
Look, Lom, I might just as well admit I don't know a whole lot about this. I've just got to have help of some kind. How about me pointing you to that job of a program director?
Me?
Yes, sir.
A $10 a week man to a big job like that? What are you thinking of, anyway?
Well, you could do it, Lum.
Yeah, I don't know.
In that paper that you wrote up yesterday, you had yourself down there as program director. Now, didn't you?
Yeah, but you tore that up.
Well, I'm going to appoint you program director again. So now you just go ahead with that part of it.
Well, you'll have to tell me what to do. You're the owner.
Well, can't you do whatever you had wrote down on that paper?
I told you you tore that up.
I know I tore it up, Lum, but can't you recollect what you wrote on it? Doggies.
Oh, it's pretty hard, special for a little old $10 a week man.
I'll raise your salary then. I'll give you 15.
I doubt if I'm worth it.
Now, can you recollect any of that stuff?
It's coming back to me a little.
Good.
It's still pretty dim, though. I think you better get somebody else.
No, I want you, Lum. How about $20 a week?
I doubt if the company can afford it. After all, you're just starting up this business, you know.
Yeah, that's right. I'll tell you what. I'll make you business manager. Then you can figure out the finances.
Well, I don't know.
Now, that was another job you put yourself down for in that paper. so you must have figured you knowed something about it.
Yeah, but I'm going to be pretty busy trying to make both ends meet on that program director job, if I take it, of which I have my doubts.
Well, I'll pay you something for being business manager, too.
Yeah, I still don't see where the money's going to come from. You're going to need a better business manager than me to figure that out.
Well, doggies, you can try, can't you, Lom?
Well, I hate to run you into bankruptcy right off in the bat. You're going to hire an announcer, too, you know.
Well, I'll hire you.
And pay yourself a salary for being president of the company?
I won't take no salary. I'll give you the job if you'll just come in with me.
President, you mean?
Yes, sir.
No, I'm feared not. You better be the president. After all, you own the short waving machine.
Well, if I give you a half interest in the machine, will you take the job of being president?
I don't know. Grannies, you drive a hard bargain, Abner.
Well, I'm sorry, Lom, but I've just got to do it.
You have to give me time to think this over, I think.
Lom, I know this is a terrible thing to ask you to do, but I wish you'd make up your mind right away on it.
Yeah, just looks to me like the only way you could keep from going bankrupt paying me that salary would be to... No. You wouldn't want to do that.
Wouldn't want to do what?
Oh, nothing.
What is it?
Oh, making me a full partner with a half interest in everything, but I doubt
that's what I'll do. That's what I'll do. Full partner, half interest.
No, Abner.
Yes, sir, that's what I want to do. Now, you get busy and draw up a paper saying that, and I'll sign it.
Well, now, you sure that's what you want to do?
Yeah, I'm sure. Get busy right this minute. Draw it up. Here, there's a pencil right there. Wait a minute, I'll get you something to write on.
Well, you don't need to bother to get nothing to write on, Abner.
But I want you
to... But you don't need to. Here, I've got a paper all drawn up.
Huh?
Full partnership, half interest. Right here's where you sign.